everywhere you look. There's promises of massive discounts at many of the big retailers. But all might not be as it seems, because the consumer group Which is urging shoppers to do the research before buying goods on Black Friday later this week. They've found that just 1 in 20 so-called Black Friday deals are actually cheaper than at other times of the year. Think about that. 19 of the 20 deals, according to Which, that you will see are not the cheapest of the year. Andy Mulcahy is from the Online Retail Association. Morning to you, Andy.
Morning.
So is this just a con?
Well, it depends on the sort of messaging that you're kind of looking at here. So they don't actually make promises that it will be the best deal of the year. If they were saying that this is the cheapest prices that you're going to get at any point of the year, then it would be disingenuous. But all they're doing is saying that it's a big sale. They have sales all through the year, and therefore it is it's a reasonable deal for you to come and buy stuff.
Yeah, but the concept obviously with Black Friday is that this is a once in a year opportunity to get a bargain, Which is saying that's just not true.
I think the reason that it's kind of such a big deal is because originally, if you went back a few years when it kind of burst onto the scene around, it's been around actually since about 2010 or so, but really it caught on in about 2014. I think some of the messaging then was that this is going to be, the best kind of deals that you're going to get all year. And that really caught on with people, and now it's just this absolutely massive event. But I think we've soon kind of realised that was a really stupid promise to make to people. Because if you look at something, a category like electronics, for example, if you're going to buy a TV, there's no point in buying a TV in May if you know that there's going to be a really great price available in November. So they kind of stopped making that message. So I don't think that is kind of the thing that's said anymore.
So Black Friday is not the day of the year where you get things the cheapest?
Not necessarily. I mean, they have stopped all through the year. I mean, there's different stuff that's going to be available. So it's been a pretty poor year, to be honest, for retail, which means that there's quite a lot of stock that is still in the warehouses that they just haven't got rid of. So that's the kind of stuff that you're seeing available at the moment. There was a lot that went live on Friday, just gone. It was almost like it was Black Friday last week. And I think what they're doing there is they're trying to get rid of some of that old stock. So they're bringing forward the Black Friday promotion. But some of that stuff will have been kicking around for a little while. You know, the reason it hasn't sold is because they just haven't been able to get rid of it. Now, they do buy stuff in specifically for Black Friday. So there are other things that they get. And the good ones tend to do it in such a way where they'll have some some products that people are quite like. And they'll represent a really good bargain. But while they're there, they're trying to associate other stuff with it that's just stock that hasn't really cleared.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much for listening to that. The commentator, Heidi McAlpin. Good morning to you, Heidi.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you make of it then? Is it a con? Like lots of people rush. We're herded to buying things on Friday. We see the prices being cut. Now we actually hear from Which. Well, they're being cut, but they're only being cut to what they were earlier in the year.
I'm surprised it's taken people this long to catch on to what's going on, the manipulation of shoppers, Stephen. I mean, first of all, I just have to put it out there that I don't like shopping. I'm shopping averse, I'm allergic to shopping, and I'm very cynical. And the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whatever you want to call it, totally plays into this ethos I have of, I know that they're trying to con me. That's my first instinct always, really, in life. But when it comes to these shopping exploits, I know that maybe they might have one thing that they've got a little bit of a bargain on, but as your previous person says, they're just trying to tempt you with something, and then they're going to throw all these other lovely gizmos and gadgets and fluffy things at you, and you'll forget the run of yourself because it's Christmas and all sense goes out the window. So no, people need to be very, very careful about this. I appreciate shops need to sell their products and hype equals marketing, but we should be a lot more savvy than ever before.
Do you not fall for it?
Online.
No, I fall for it every year. Every single year I fall for it.
What are you going to buy?
I'm buying bulbs.
Buying bulbs?
Yes, the bulbs that you can talk to.
Oh.
I lights off. It means you don't have to lift your finger and use 2 calories pushing the switch.
Well, good for you. I mean, but what ever happened to the Boxing Day sales and the New Year's sales? I mean, there's never a time when there isn't a sale. And I know a certain sofa shop plays on this in their advertising campaign, and they probably have sofas at full price for 5 minutes out of 365 days of the year just to justify the so-called discounts. But they are so-called, so you need to double-check everything and then triple-check your double-check.
So you're... Here's Wayne and Warren pointing this. Morning to you, Wayne.
Hello, Stephen. How are you doing?
Morning. Go ahead, Stephen, Wayne.
Only a fool is easily departed with his money on Black Friday.
That's it?
Well, that's me.
Well, but maybe because you have too much of it, you're easily departed with. That's a different story.
I'm tight.
Well, you aren't that tight if you go out on Black Friday. Because
I'm as tight as a duck's bottom, as they would say, not as eloquently in Northern Ireland.
And that's watertight. But I went out 2 years ago and bought a 49-inch 4K television. Now, I'm going to tell you where I went. Went to two places. There was exactly £350 in the difference, and there wasn't 100 yards between the shops.
Really?
Yeah.
250 quid difference?
Difference. And a 100 yards across the road from each other. And I bought it, actually, I waited out and I held out the Christmas Eve, and I went back over and it was down an hour 40 quid and I took it home over that evening.
My goodness.
Black Friday is only a mug's game, mate. And I tell you now, because...
See, I've been brought up by Big Audrey to spot a bargain. Big Audrey, my mother, would kill dead things to get 10p off something. She was going over for... My mother likes Schlur.
Yeah.
She likes white wine Schlur.
Yes.
And she was desperate for it the other night. And she'd seen it reduced to 89p. This is a true story. And the shop had put it up again. And she walked, she got me to drive her over to the shop. She walked into the shop. It was £1.39, right? So what's that? 50p of a difference. And she was gasping for it. Like she was desperate for it. She wouldn't buy it. She wouldn't buy it over 50p. And I said, for goodness sake, Mum, 50p. Just buy the bloody thing. She wouldn't do it.
Yeah, because maybe your mother is sensible in the sense that she hadn't got a lot of money when she was growing up, and that's just the way, that's just built into her. I wouldn't hold that against her. She's probably just being sensible and practical. But see, people are often get confused when they see multi-packs, they're cheaper. I found out over the years is on specific items regarding children's necessities, yeah, they were usually cheaper in an Irish shop if you bought them single.
Yes.
$8.99 for six, but if you went to a different shop, you were £1 for one. So it would cost me nearly £3.